Y'all know me well enough by now to know that I'm a bit of a dork, especially when it comes to biblical languages. So I'm going to get this language stuff out of the way to begin with. In the New Testament, there are three words in Greek that are translated life, and they all have slightly different meanings. There's bios, where we get the word biology, means life, and the activity associated with life or resources needed to maintain physical, biological life, bios. Then there's zoe, where we get the word zoology, where zoo comes from, which is life on a bit broader scale, the condition of being alive. It's often used to describe next level of life, like behaviors or property, or even, in the New Testament, eternal life. But the word that Jesus uses in our passage today is psuche, where we get the word psychology. Psuche is life in the sense of self or inner life or your innermost being. It's sometimes associated with the concept of the soul. This word appears in the last verse that we just heard. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. We'll come back to that in a minute, but first, let's back up a few verses. In verse 34, we get a bit of shocking news. Jesus, who we call the Prince of Peace, announces, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword." And then he describes households being divided. Now wait just a minute. Does that mean Jesus favors division? Would Jesus be pleased to see the division in our world and in our nation right now? To borrow a phrase from St. Paul, by no means. Jesus is saying that there is a dividing line, but it's not where we think it is. It's not where we want it to be, certainly. See, we think the dividing line is between groups of people. We love to draw lines in the sand and divide this group from that group. America versus China, white versus black, Republican versus Democrat, anti-abortion versus anti-capital punishment. Heaven help us, even face mask wearers versus non-face mask wearers. Seriously, my goodness, we love that dividing line. We try to draw it anywhere and everywhere we can. Like children on the playground. If you're with me, get on this side of the line. We love that line so much. We love the line more than the people we force to the other side of it. God help us. Why do we love that dividing line? We love it because it is so dear to us, so close to us, so central to us, because that line runs straight through our own sinful hearts. And yes, I used the same image when I preached about racism 2 weeks ago. If you missed that sermon, go back to June 7th and watch the Holy Trinity sermon on YouTube, please. You see, Jesus picked up that line in the sand and moved it. It's no longer between groups of people, between black and white, Republican and Democrat, America and other nations, mask wearers and non-mask wearers, goodness sake. That dividing line, the real one, is between God and the forces that oppose God. That is the real battle. Now we may be thinking, aha, so there is a war. Oh, we do love a battle. Sign me up, Jesus. Jesus said he brings a sword. That's great. Place the sword in my hand, Jesus. I'm ready for battle with the enemy. But things are not what they seem. As we read Jesus' words, we realize that the sword he brings is the cross. The enemy to be vanquished is the sin in our heart. The one who must die is us, that is, our sinful selves. It's not exactly the message we wanted to hear. But that's where baptism comes in. In Romans chapter 6, St. Paul describes baptism beautifully. He says, through baptism, we die to sin. Our old self is, in fact, crucified with Christ. This means that though we were once enslaved to sin, we are slaves to sin no longer. We live with Christ. That brings us back to the Greek words for life. Jesus says, those who find their life, psuche, will lose it. And those who lose their psuche, life, for my sake, will find it. Psuche, remember, means your innermost life, your soul, yourself. Jesus is saying that if you go searching for your innermost life out there somewhere, if you try to find a political party or an ideology or a group of people who think like you, who make the world make sense, if you're looking in those places to find somewhere to set your innermost self, your identity, then you've already lost it. Those dividing lines are fake. The devil entices us to draw them between ourselves and other people so he can divide and conquer, but they are not real. And if we make that deal with the devil and help him draw those lines, and we put our heart and soul and identity into something that is not the church, the body of Christ, then we have lost our psuche, our life, our innermost being. But if we cling to our baptismal promises, that's where true life, psuche, can be found. And it's found by losing it, by letting our psuche, our innermost self, be crucified with Christ, to be killed by the sword that is the cross. That psuche, that life, is dead. But look, we find we have new life in Christ. This is the only identity that really matters. This identity in Christ, the one who conquered sin by dying, this makes us truly free. Not free in the American sense of free to do whatever I want. That is not what freedom in Christ means. St. Paul says it clearly. We're no longer slaves to sin. We're slaves to God. To be free in Christ means we're free to serve our neighbor. To be free in Christ means we're free to love our neighbor as Christ did, putting others before ourselves. To be free in Christ means we're free to stop drawing those silly dividing lines, but instead to stand with Christ on his side of the true dividing line. Only in Christ and his death do we find our true lives. Amen.